This is KARA News. I'm Rick Holter. Fort Worth police dropped all charges today against a black woman and her daughter whose videotaped arrest by a white officer went viral last month. KARA's Christopher Connolly is here with the latest. Chris, even before those charges were dropped, there was a new video that surfaced today. What did that show?
This is from the body-worn camera on Officer William Martin, who made the arrests. It shows a different angle on the same incident as that video that went viral. Just to recap, Officer Martin was responding to calls that a neighbor made to Fort Worth PD. His name is Itamar Vardy, and he said a family was harassing him. Jacqueline Craig had also called police to report that Vardy had choked her 7-year-old son for littering. That's what she told Officer Martin, and the video shows his response, which has really angered a lot of people.
Why don't you teach your son not to litter?
He can't prove to me that my son littered. But it doesn't matter if he did or didn't. It doesn't give him the right to put his hands on it.
Why not?
Because he don't. It don't. What you mean?
Chris, what are we seeing from this video and the body cam that we didn't see from the original Facebook video from her daughter?
See two things. First, we really see her face change when he asks that question. Why didn't you teach your kid not to litter? She looks stunned, and then she gets really mad. That's when Craig's teenage daughter steps in to push her mom back, and then the officer reacts, pulling his taser, forcing Craig to the ground and arresting her, then one daughter and another daughter. The other thing that's different with this video is this time you see how the officer treats the second daughter as he's arresting her. Here's Jacqueline Craig's lawyer, Lee Merritt.
We recognize by him putting his hands on a 15-year-old girl, raising her arms up to inflict pain when you've already got her in cuffs. That's excessive. That's excessive for anyone.
Now, the charges against that daughter were dropped right away, but that didn't happen for Craig and her other daughter until today, shortly after this body cam video surfaced. What are the police saying?
Well, they haven't talked publicly, but in a statement, the department announced that it was dropping all charges against Craig and her daughter. The neighbor, the department said, was given a citation for a misdemeanor assault charge. And the statement also talked about repairing trust that it had lost in the incident, and about the department's commitment to community policing.
What's happening with the officer, William Martin?
Martin was suspended for 10 days without pay. The Star-Telegram reported that he was actually offered a shorter suspension and a possible promotion in order to give up his right to appeal. He turned that down, and now he's appealing that suspension. Originally, Police Chief Joel Fitzgerald said Martin would be reassigned to that same neighborhood after he served his suspension in order to mend fences and rebuild trust. Activists have called that offensive, and today the department said it would not be sending Martin back to that same community.
One other thing, Chris, I understand there's some dispute about the family's attorney releasing that body cam video.
Right. The state law doesn't allow release of body cam footage that includes minors until after an investigation is closed. The Fort Worth city attorney is investigating how the tape got out exactly.
That's KARA's Christopher Connolly. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, sure thing.